You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Live Love Memphis Group, they are outstanding at what they do. And if you have been thinking about selling your home or getting out of it and finding your next home, then call up Jennifer Carstensen and her team. They're fantastic. 901-625-5200. Again, that number, 901-625-5200. Whether it's now or later, for me it was back in 2018. Jennifer's done it in every market. She'll get that home sold, and most importantly, she'll get it home sold for top dollar. Not going to have you hanging out there on the market for months and months, weeks and weeks. Markets have changed. Certainly have. But she knows what she's doing. The key is pricing it correctly from the get-go. You're going to love her. You're going to love the way she breaks things down simply for the layman like myself. 901-625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency. Here, bottom of the hour or around about, we will talk to Mike Wright and Travis King. They are two of the players, Mike Wright, head coach, and Travis King, TCA board member, TCA being Tennessee Collegiate Academy, the new prep school out at Tipton-Rosemark. At least that's the academic portion of things out in Millington. We're going to talk to them here in studio, hopefully, bottom of the hour, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Usually around this time every day, we do a thing we call the rundown. Let's do it. Do you remember, Brad, how much fun we were having this time last year when we were looking around at places like The Athletic and CBS Sports, and we were looking at the picks for the Group of Five champion?
Yes.
And who would make the college football playoff. And a lot of those experts, in fact, I think a majority of them were at The Athletic last year, because Memphis, remember, was picked first in the American Athletic Conference.
Yes.
Had Memphis picked.
It's
and
so
how
exciting.
Much fun we were having. Yes. About thinking about the season Memphis had in front of it with Seth Hennigan back at quarterback.
And that was a big part of it, yes.
A big part of why they were ranked number one in the preseason, the AAC, yes. Well, this year, it's that time. We're right back to where we were, and CBS Sports made its pick.
Okay, where
are
we at?
As the now Group of Six champion, because you're going to have the pack coming online in 2026, so I guess we're already getting ourselves set to call it that. Here's what they've got.
Okay.
Navy was our initial Group of Six pick earlier this offseason. Again, CBSSports.com.
Right.
But upon closer inspection at both rosters and the schedules, the Broncos of Boise State seem to be better positioned for a potential 12-1 finish, with the lone projected setback coming, and John and I have discussed this and compared it to Memphis's out-of-conference game against Arkansas. Boise State's playing at Notre Dame in October. Likely a game. Remember last year, their out-of-conference game was Oregon. Played them real tight, whereas Memphis beat a bad Florida State team. They get to play Notre Dame. Good chance they'll get rocked, but as CBSSports.com's projecting, probably 12-1, or we'll be right there in that territory, and that's what you figure it's going to take, whether it's a Boise State or, looking at the AAC, a Navy, a Tulane, or a Memphis. And so, while no, I didn't expect in a year where clearly we didn't do the AAC preseason poll this year, so we don't have that, but the Vegas odds clearly have Memphis third or fourth in the division. No, it doesn't surprise me that Memphis is not the pick as the Group of Six champion, but could I absolutely still see a road for Memphis? Is there still a reason to be excited? Mm-hmm. Maybe not, obviously not to the level we were last year when you were picked one in the conference, but is there still a reason to be excited because there's a reasonable road for Memphis, who's not mentioned here, but could win the conference? And Boise State, you know, they don't have to go 12-0 in all of their other games against Notre Dame. They can have a down year. You can be right there with them so long as, obviously, you are having an outstanding season. So what do you think? The possibility, let's take out Boise State. If a representative, the Group of Six champion, were to come out of the American, who would you feel best about at this point?
Of the American, I would pick Memphis.
I think you, in the opener, felt pretty good, and you stated your new position on Memphis today. Well, maybe it's not a new position. It's a clarification of your position on Memphis. I think your quote, I don't know, we don't have the tape, but it was, you can go run undefeated until...
I think you get into the conference championship, and then you see what you got. I don't know who they'll play. But my thing is, looking at this, and I listened to the show, I listened to what you were saying yesterday, and I think it's so important because you're going to get three off the bat that are cupcakes, and then you win that Arkansas game. I'm telling you, Arkansas is not, it feels a lot like Florida State last year. I'm not saying they're as slaw as Florida State was last year, where Memphis won at Florida State.
Oh, it feels winnable.
But it feels like you learned some lessons maybe last year by losing the Navy game and the UTSA game, and if you can just avoid losing that. And the good news is you don't have to go on the road like that this year. You get the Tulane game at home. You're playing Tulsa at home. We got South Florida at home. Like, you should be able to handle this and get to that game. And you know, the only thing I think in the power five, or the structure of five, I guess would be the Group of Five, soon to be the power or Group of Six, with I guess the Pac-12 would be the Group of Six. You know, everybody gives Boise the benefit of the doubt. I may be a bit of a homer here, but I think UNLV is going to give them a good run this year because they're going to change the offense a little bit. I think they're going to be a little bit more dynamic. I think they're going to have a little bit more of a run pass option.
Okay,
option
Dan
thing.
Now.
Yeah, I think Dan Mullen will help that and hopefully help the offense was great last year. Of course, you know, they obviously famously got rid of one quarterback and replaced him with another, which is somewhat unheard of. But I think Memphis should be able to handle this league. And despite everything I've said, and I realize like everybody's upset at me because I'm still kind of out on Silverfield, but man, if he's got a chance to win the conference, there's no better chance than this year.
His offenses have always been good at Memphis, you know, 5 years of it.
Yeah, and Cramsey's proven to be good. You know, the questions that Gabe put out there that I listened to the other day were, you know, can the offense obviously change because of the quarterback leaving, Seth Hennigan's leaving? Can the defense step up? And can the kicking game improve? Those three things. And I think all three of them are achievable.
I had a talk with Gabe Giannini the other day, like I mentioned, and we both, and he's a former offensive lineman, we both came to the same conclusion. I think it was point number two that you just made of his things he brought up. We said the defense, this has been the key. Mm-hmm. This is where the improvement has to happen. There just hasn't been significant enough improvement. There was improvement. I don't want to just totally dismiss.
That's fair.
Last year, they jumped up, 20-something spots. They were in the hundreds defensively. They got up to 80. Yep. And frankly, 80 is the average. If you averaged out the SP Plus defensive ranking, that's a ranking of defensive efficiency at the end of the year for Ryan Silverfield's 5 years, it comes out to exactly where they finished last year, which is 80th in the country out of, 135 FBS teams.
Better.
It was better. It wasn't good enough, Brad. Mm-hmm. They needed to be 75, 70, because what that was, the line there was one or two more stops against UTSA. One or two more stops against Navy. Maybe it's a few more against Navy.
Yep.
But then you're right there.
Right there.
And we're right there at the table that we laid out in front of Memphis last year this time to bring us all the way back to the front of the story with Memphis having a great chance to make the college football playoff. Listen, sounds like to me, Brad thinks, you know, Boise State might have its work cut out for them just coming out of its conference because of
the running back. Like, you're not – like, last
right,
year –
right, Genty's gone.
When I watched the conference championship last year, Genty just tore up the Rebels. I mean, just destroyed them. They're not going to have the one-hit wonder. I mean, you even knew he was going to run it, and he would just run through you.
How much – I haven't paid enough attention, but I'm sure because of what he's done – have you guys just completely flipped the roster with Dan now?
Yes.
Past the boat?
Orgy is in the mix from Michigan to be the quarterback, but they haven't declared who their quarterback is yet.
I was just guessing. My guess is the cupboard may not have been completely bare either.
No.
I mean, y'all were 22 at one point last year, right? UNLV,
yeah,
I'm saying y'all, but I'm talking about UNLV and his chances of unseating Boise State.
Well, and they don't have the money that Memphis has in terms of their football program,
yep.
But they got a lot more money when Dan Mullen came in. And, you know, you and I both know, when the coach comes in, then the boosters change their mind and they start donating money. And so that's been a cash infusion for them, but not to the level of Memphis.
Right.
I don't think the cupboard's bare. You know, they've got a quarterback battle. Alex Orgy, I think he was at Michigan for a time. He's battling for the quarterback spot. But Memphis, I go back to what you said yesterday, man. Like, the first four, the conference schedule at home, you got a new stadium. We had a couple of listeners chime in and say more people need to go to the games. I promise you, if they start off, you know, 3-0, you'll have a full house for Arkansas. That should be sold out, I would think.
I think my confidence level in Memphis went up a couple of notches when they got the Nevada transfer in here a couple of week and a half ago.
The receiver?
When I was out, Cortez Brom,
yeah.
Who our man Brendan Lewis is very familiar with and had some key production with. We went through the numbers yesterday when he was the word came out that he's going to be the starter. I think that's where my confidence went, because – you initially had a receiver room that, in terms of production, really hadn't shown much, even in transferring over. You like a lot of the speed and everything else, and the way they look in their uniforms, but in terms of production, wasn't there. There's production with Cortez, but more importantly, familiarity between him and Lewis. And so it's not about having an explosive passing offense. I don't think that's going to be the case, looking at what Brendan Lewis has done previously in his career. However, you have to keep defenses honest with what should be a pretty dynamic run game. We got to come up with a new name for because I have a hard DeRozier. It sounds like you're a little kid when you say Wozier rather than Rosier, which I thought it was, but I've heard Wolo pronounce it, and Wolo's the voice of it, and it's Wozier. D Woz, can we call him something?
It's spelled DeRozier. DeRozier.
Right. I put the hard R on it, but I heard Wolo say it, and it was more like a DeRozier, like we're a child trying to say the R word.
And they've got three running backs and five receivers. The receivers are – that room is still pretty good. But it does feel like with the quarterback, they're going to be handing the ball off a lot. Like, you know, man, I wouldn't call it
Smith,
dual.
Smith, DeRozier, and Brendan Lewis should be a three-headed monster in terms of the run game.
And
those three guys.
You've got Kloos as listed here as his starting receiver. Smith and Jaden Thompson is the other one. Like, they have a good offense. The offense should – kick ass, right? I mean, you got all the
tools. It should kick ass in many a game this year, because there are some on those schedules that, I mean, the opener against Chattanooga, it should be doing
easy.
That. That said, I'm not expecting it to be top 12, just to keep it real, like we've said.
I gotcha.
Should still be a top 30, top 40-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe even if you're a top 50-ish offense, that'll still be enough with an improved defense.
The wild card is Tulane,
PA,
isn't it? Isn't the wild card Tulane? We don't know what we got. They got a new quarterback from BYU.
I think Retzlaff could end up making them elite. We'll see.
Right.
I was hearing Jeffrey Wright saying there's a little bit of back and forth on whether he'll even be the starter. He's not coming from BYU. It's just my guess.
I would think
Not to be, but perhaps, you know, he hasn't shown well early on. My guess is by the time we're rolling, certainly by the time Memphis is playing Tulane here at Simmons Bank, that Retzlaff will be the starter there. One more. Before we get to our in-studio guest, believe we've got pulling up. We said this on Monday. Brad and I sort of lamenting it now, as we've both become wild card hopefuls here with our baseball teams. Brad is a Cardinal, me is a Cub, and me is the one that's a little bit more of a surprise, because the Cubs had seemingly been running away with the NL Central Division. They're no longer doing that. The Milwaukee Brewers continue to win, and on Monday we gave them a respect burger, and now they've run that winning streak to 12 games as a result. Are you familiar with this George Webb Burger chain in Milwaukee?
I was not. School me on this.
They've been doing this where they give away free burgers to Milwaukee folks and for years. At one point, the number, you had to win 17 to do it. The promotion dropped to 13 games by 1953, but they've been doing this. Is how far back this promotion goes. I'm not familiar with George Webb Burgers up in Milwaukee, but apparently they're big. And since lowering the number to 12, because the old Brewers couldn't hit 17, they couldn't hit 13, they have hit it twice. In 1987, Brewers opened the season with 13 wins in a row. They gave away more than 170,000 burgers.
Whoa.
It happened again. Look, they've accomplished the feat a second time in 18. They closed the regular season with 8 regular season wins, followed by 4 playoff wins, and got it there. And they are back to 12 this year with their win yesterday over the Pittsburgh Pirates. And so free burgers for all around. Brad, if they gave away 170,000 back in 1987 when they did it, they're going to be 200,000 plus in terms of burgers. I hope George Webb was ready for it. It's crazy what the Brewers have done in this turnaround to take over baseball's best record. My hope as a Cubs fan is that they're peaking, but they're not peaking. They continue to win, it seems like. And so they're running away right now with the best record in baseball and continue to be just a wild story.
So this is going to cost them a lot more money, obviously, than it did all those years ago, over 40 years ago, because the price of beef right now, for bulk ground beef per pound, you're dealing with, even if they're gross, you're probably dealing with over $5, you know, a pound, I would think. I mean, how much does that cost you for 200,000 burgers?
That's what I hope it's worth it.
That's a multi-million dollar promotion facing.
They've had this, you know, maybe they're insured, whatever it is, had the promotion so long. They've been, you know, they've done it before, twice before. This will be the third time. And yeah, they're going to be, I'd hate to work there and have this on top of me with everybody coming in. Today they'll announce, George Webb's announcing up in Milwaukee how they're going to distribute these burgers, but they're about to get absolutely mobbed thanks to the Milwaukee Brewers. We're about to talk to a couple of in-studio guests, Mike Wright and Travis King. If you are interested at all in this Tennessee Collegiate Academy story that's developing out in Millington at Tipton-Rosemark, bunch of the area's top prospects already out there, some from out of state, then you'll want to make sure you stay tuned for this next interview. You're listening to Jason and John.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9 FM, yes. It's an interview I've been looking extremely forward to. In the studio, we have two gentlemen. Mike Wright, head coach of Tennessee Collegiate Academy, newest member of the Nike EYBL Scholastic, and Travis King, friend of the show. He's been here. He's familiar with our Leader Studios, very familiar. TCA board member Travis King is, and Senior VP of Basketball for the Family. They're both here in studio, appreciative to both of you gentlemen. It's a story we've been talking about all week.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
I was telling them, y'all's name's been in our mouth all week long over here, and now we can get the men involved on and get some really get down to the roots of it, hopefully. And that's why I'm so thankful you're here, Travis. And you can start us off. I want to make sure that we get Mike Wright properly introduced to Memphis. But before we do, I want you to tell me, and my man Brad Carson, he's been doing some reporting too on this thing.
I see Brad's been speaking on it really well this week.
How about that, BC?
I'm only following what I saw on social, so you guys got to school us. I'm very excited about these elite prospects in this team and setup y'all did here.
T. King, tell us about the origins of Tennessee Collegiate Academy.
I think it actually manifested from something else. Like in 2012, I had to give a shout out to the person that really put this into play a long time ago, which is Willie Gregory from Nike.
Nike, exactly.
2012, Amari Stoudemire just signed with the Knicks, and I wanted to do something for Memphis because he had committed here back when Cal was here, and I thought that the prep school market was something that was missing here. He came in, visited Willie and I. Amari was going to commit $1 million to it, but it wasn't the right time for Memphis. So you fast forward to March 2024, I started reading some articles about the Scholastic League and talking to guys at Nike, and I just said, you know, there's not a Scholastic team in Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, or Georgia. And when you put that with the top probably 10, 11 kids leaving the city over the last 5 years, except for probably Julius Thedford, kids going to Link, kids going to Sunrise, Mount Verd, it was just missing here, and it was depleting our city, depleting them not only of basketball players, but also just great young men. So I passed it on to a couple guys at Nike, and, you know, they said, you know, hey, go look and see if you can find somebody to partner with, because we know you guys aren't starting a school. And, you know, that's where it kind of kicked off, and, you know, I don't think people realize that Memphis is the second largest employer of Nike. So this is a huge market for the company overall. And you also have some really influential people, Thad Young, Hurd, and myself. You know, those guys are doing a good job with the Nike EYBL team. But it's crazy how this thing circles back, because Nike EYB actually started in 1995. So this is 30 years.
Way back.
And William Anderson and I got that deal.
Mm-hmm.
We were kids in college in 95. So 30 years later, here's the Scholastic team, and, you know, we got the opportunity to come in and do something philanthropic for the city. Make no mistake, this is a Memphis thing. This is a Shelby County thing. This is a Millington, Tennessee thing. This is not about TCA. This is not about Tipton Rosemark, although they're the major players in it. This was done for our city and our county, period.
Yeah, I want to stick with that where you're at real quick, because that's something like you said, and Brad and I've talked about it, and we got a chance to rap a little bit with Hurd about it yesterday, but that's why I'm so glad you're here. How big this is for Memphis and Shelby County, how positive a thing this is. You mentioned, you know, Brad and I had asked the question, well, if you're going to have some of the top talent in Memphis in the surrounding area peel off, I don't know how many guys that is, 2, 3, whatever the top guys is. I mean, obviously this is going to be a select group. You guys have got out of state guys. If you're going to have those guys where you're at, you know, at this school, then you might have other high school coaches looking at this as a threat. You're right. Saying this is no threat. In fact, we're working together in some ways.
Absolutely. It's no threat because the kids were leaving.
They were leaving anyway, as you just laid out.
They're leaving anyway. This is about all of us, and even to the extent that, you know, Mike and I talk, you know, Mike, we talked senior day today. He's always thinking ahead. So we were at Tipton this morning at 5 o'clock with the kids, and he's planning senior night. And on senior night, we want Coach Real from Bartlett to come out with Dylan. We want the coach at White Station. No, excuse me. Dylan will be coming out next year, but the coaches for, you know, Chase, the kids that we do have are younger. Chase is a junior. Chase Givens left Houston. Jackson Hardaway, he's a senior.
So White Station up.
We want the coach to come out and walk out with him. When they get announced formally from White Station under the head of Coach Pitino, currently here. This is not – we're not here to, so to speak, take players. We're here to enhance and give them a platform. And we want to recognize the people that worked with them all the way up to getting to this point.
Yep.
So it's not about taking. It's about all of us giving back to these kids because, you know, the stage is too big for them to pass up. Not saying it's, you know, it's just one-way street, but at the end of the day, this is about the kids first, and it's about our community.
Yep.
You know, because you do have four local kids on the team, but you also have five high-level Division I kids coming who are coming to our city to not only partake in school activities, basketball activities, but we want these kids, let's just face it, in the NIL area, they're about to be future millionaires,
yep,
God willing. We want them as taxpayers. We want them to 100%. Feel like they can stay in Memphis. You know, I had a great experience here. Maybe they sign with the University of Memphis or Ole Miss or whoever and stay local. We want to bring good young men to our community. There's always such negativity about it. But the kids that we have from Memphis, along with the five kids from out of town, are unbelievable, and they're going to be a great representation for Shelby County.
How many, and Mike, you can jump in too. Travis, you know the area talent probably a little better right now. I know Mike's getting familiar with it, and you've been around and know it. But and maybe it's not a number that's the same every year. It's probably not. But how many are we talking about, Memphis kid? This is an elite group. It's going to play a national schedule. How many of those kids each year do you think we're talking about in terms of coming over from their programs? Are we talking three? Are we talking four? You mentioned five, I think you said, are on the roster now. What do y'all see in terms of – it's four, excuse me. What do y'all see in terms of that? Do you see it – hey, it's probably three, four every year. Is it, could it go up? Or, you know, with the talent level here, what do you think? No, what would that makeup look like?
I'm going to put my two cents in. I'm going to let Mike take over. This is really about him. I think right now where our city is, I think if we were talking 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
Thank you for addressing that.
It would have looked like Memphis State.
It's full.
It would have had nine Memphis kids and two out-of-town kids. Where our city is basketball-wise, it's so spread out. I think the development's struggling, not from the high school level. I think it starts all the way at the younger ages. So, you know, and hopefully, you know, we've already discussed having regional teams. So it'll be the national team, but we also want to break down the regional teams. But Mike and his staff are the ones who do the recruiting. They're the ones. And when you say, I've got a better handle on the local talent. No, I'm coming back from Arizona. Mike,
it's true. You did just pack up and leave Phoenix, didn't you? You've been in Phoenix.
Mike knows these kids better than I do, so I'm going to let Mike talk about basketball. I just wanted to give a little backstory and say just one thing I do want to thank. I want to thank Willie Gregory for being a mentor for me for 30 years. I want to thank Carlton DeBose and John Stovall at Nike. And I really want to thank the people at Tipton Rosemark, starting with Dr. Graham, Dr. Stephanie Weir, Coach Sanfratello, Kendra, those people are unbelievable. And when the opportunity came to them, they had vision and they have opened their arms wide open for our kids and our families. And just me and Mike walking through the halls today and watching these kids interact and bond together and just that whole Millington community wrapping their arms around him, it's probably the most fulfilling experience I've had in sports in 30 years.
How about that?
I'm honest with you.
Talking to Tennessee Collegiate Board member Travis King and new head coach Mike Wright. And Mike, I turn it to you. What an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
This feels like as the head coach of this program and something, and we've talked about it, man, this looks so sustainable and something that's here to stay. Talk about how did the opportunity come about, what you had been doing beforehand. I know you'd been with Team Thad. Just tell us a little bit about yourself before getting this opportunity presented to you.
Well, I'm a prep school coach. That's what I've always been. I started in this like since I was 23 years old. So this would be year 17 for me.
Gotcha. A vet.
I dibbled and dabbed a little bit in AAU. Those guys are super talented, but this is the lane that I prefer. This is the lane where I had tremendous success. Dibble dabbed this year with Team Thad, and it was a lot of fun. We took six of those guys from Memphis and added three more guys from out of state, and we qualified for Peace Jam. And before our big kid from Kentucky got hurt, we was 3-0 at session four, which helped us qualify for a Peace Jam. And I feel like if he didn't get hurt, we would have went a little further and made it out of pool play.
Tell us about that run. Who were the other key guys on that team? Because we watched them this offseason, watched that EYBL team that was so successful for you. Didn't realize this was your first year and right. just putting it together. Right. Who else was on that squad?
Well, we wanted to keep the core of the team because the year before they was one game away from mm-hmm. qualifying. So we kept the core, which was – it started with Dylan Jones.
With Dylan.
It started
right.
with Dylan Jones and Chase. And then we had the kid he was kind of injured coming off Greg Spike
okay.
over at Brad Chris, Big Chris. That's at Carrieville.
Yep.
He was tremendous at Peace Jam for us. I don't want to leave anybody out. It was one more. Oh, and the game changer, Sidney Thomas.
Sidney Thomas.
Bartlett. Tremendous young man. He changed a lot of games and helped us win a lot of games this year.
And Dylan Jones, specifically, who's on the roster
yes,
at
sir.
Tennessee Collegiate. We haven't talked about him. Had an incredible EYBL, it sounded like, for you.
He did, but he didn't do it alone. We added some out-of-state guys. We added Lincoln Vincent, who's with us as well. And then we added a kid, Davier White, who was ranked the number one player out of Kentucky. And then Big Luke, who was a top 20 player out of Kentucky as
okay.
well. And Dylan and Lincoln, you know, we called them 2020 because both of them boys put up 20 points a game on the EYBL for the whole duration of the season. They was both top 10 in scoring.
Both top 10 scoring. This was on the 16 of them?
16U, yes, sir.
How much will having Coach Dylan
mm-hmm.
help you? And now, I mean, you know his game. You got a chance. But in terms of having him on this Tennessee Collegiate Academy team, what are you expecting? Is he be one of your anchors, of the anchor? Sort of what are you expecting now, moving it towards what you've got now with him on the roster?
Dylan created high expectation for himself.
Yes, he did.
He's a workaholic. We had
Top 50, 55 in the country, higher
yes,
than that now. I don't want to shortchange him. I
yes,
know that's
sir.
Where okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We had workouts this morning. Dylan got in a whole hour before we even started. That's just who he is.
To get in at 4:30 in the morning.
Wait a minute. Y'all are starting workouts at what time?
So we started at 6. He was in there already at 5.
So the work has already commenced out
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Him and the rest of his teammates, they already have a lot of expectations for themselves.
That looked like I didn't know if that was yeah who we I didn't know if that was a TCA any if we had I had somebody at the door right there looking like they went
TCA.
Okay. I realized we're gonna have more in studio guests here. Again, in terms of the rest of this team,
yes sir,
the locals that those that haven't seen the roster might not be familiar with. You mentioned Hardaway. Who else locally? It's also Chase Givens.
Chase Givens is a kid that his brother, you know, he's Memphis. He's at Memphis.
Curtis Givens III, we're very familiar with.
But he did 2 years of prep, and his brother's looking to kind of fall in his footsteps just a little bit.
Okay.
We're giving Chase the nickname R.J. Davis.
Oh, y'all, everybody's got nicknames out there already. What about Hardaway? 6'8", big kid out of White Station?
I'm super excited about Hardaway.
He surprised me.
Yeah.
He surprised me. He's coming along, man.
I remember walking in the team that had tryouts for 17s, and I just kept asking, like, who this kid? You know, because they had all the other big names in there, but I didn't know who this kid was. You know, but I'm super excited about him. He's had a great first 4 days of practice. Well, not really practice, but workouts.
How, in terms of year one, goals? I mean, I know you guys have obviously got a very talented roster.
Hold on, let me jump in here because I asked all the kids before Coach got there, and then
yep.
I want him to make sure he talks about all the kids because
yep.
this is a unit.
Okay.
I mean, every kid needs to get mentioned. I was there today at 4:30 at the house, and there's such intriguing kids. D-Ray Vital is our 7-footer from Lake Charles, Louisiana. He's downstairs cooking eggs with Coach Justin White at 4:30 in the morning to make sure his teammates eat.
And that sounds like that's a 2026 if he's cooking them,
and,
ain't he?
And, okay. I asked every kid as they came down the steps, do you think we can get to Chipotle in year one and win the league? And every one of them said, yes, sir, as long as we work together.
That's right.
And so Mike's puts a lot of expectations on himself, but
that's
those
right.
kids, I looked them all in their eye at 5 o'clock in the morning as they were getting ready to get on the bus, and they all feel like they can get to Chipotle year one, and that said a lot about them, their parents, and their character to me.
That's right.
So you're not putting the ceiling on in year one is the answer to that question, seemingly.
And even previous spots that I've been at previous, in year one, we always did what we needed to do, whether it was win the state title, whether it was be nationally ranked, whether it was getting all 8 to 10 seniors committed fully scholarship. You know what I'm saying? That was before NIL time.
Right.
But, you know, we've always, every time we set our goals and our expectations, we meet them.
Tell me about Christian Gibson.
He's so smooth.
Out of Houston, right?
He's a lefty.
We want to talk about some of these out of state as well.
Yes. He's so smooth. He's top 60 in the country. He's a left-handed kid. Got great positional size. A lot of poise. Very poised basketball player. Gets to his spots at will. Got great background. His daddy is a coach out in Houston as well. Brother played Division II or Division I basketball out in.
Sister runs track for Stephen F. Austin. Just an athletic family.
Athletic family.
He had been out of state, and Brad, I can't believe I've gone this long without asking about him. He had been out of state down at Columbus, I think, but is back now. Keeper Jackson, who had once played at Christian Brothers High School, Brad's son played with him. Came up with him at Lausanne for a hot second, and is back now. Keeper Jackson, 6'7".
I got to give props to the guy that just walked in. We don't get Keeper Jackson without Tevin Shaw. Keeper Jackson was going to stay at Columbus, and Tevin Shaw, my business partner, called and said, man, I think we need to get Keeper Jackson back. And I had already talked to Keeper's dad. He was like, nah, he's going to stay down there. And Tevin's got him on the phone, to his credit, got Keeper on the phone the same day, and within 24 hours of talking to Mike, Keeper committed. And so I got to give – This is not one person in our organization. Everybody pulls their weight, and I had to get that one to Tevin Shaw.
Educate us. Keeper had been at Columbus playing with the Boozer Twins, making plenty of NIL. We're talking about on a national championship team in a great situation.
Yes, sir.
And you guys got him up here.
Yes, sir.
Came home. That just showed the proof that the kids want to play home in front of their families. It just wasn't an opportunity for them to do it.
You're talking about leaving a legacy.
100%.
He's looking to leave his legacy on this program.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it also shows the recruiting chops just right off the bat. I realize having that home advantage can help you there, but he was already in a good situation as well and was obviously a valued member down there last year as well.
It's hard.
So to be able to pull him
It's hard to tell a kid that living in Miami away from his parents and won a national championship to come home.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a tough sale.
That speaks to the potential Brad and I have been talking about all week of this undertaking you gentlemen have on your hands. All right, have I left any of the out-of-state guys that we haven't? Okay,
make sure
we mention them. Please. Right off the top, I see I'm leaving one out. Did we say Nate Miles? Did we get him in? I'm going down the roster.
So finish up with – so what I was going to say, Christian was the second leading scorer on EYBL this year.
Okay.
Now – Nate Miles is an unbelievable.
Out of Toledo, Ohio, 6'5 guard.
Elite scorer.
Elite
scorer.
Grown man.
So Nate played with all Ohio, and they was EYBL.
Yep.
So he stayed loyal to them. They went down to EYCL. So he could have went to Final. He could have went to Lightning. He could have went to any other of those other teams to play EYBL. He stayed with them. He led EYCL in scoring.
And rebounds.
And then rebounds. He was at 10 rebounds a game, like 27 points a game. At like 6'4 and a half, 6'5.
You seen a 6'4 guy average 10 rebounds in a league that competitive?
No.
And these are not numbers that we're making up. They actually, you can go pull it up.
Oh, yeah. Yes. These ain't fake stats and all that.
Nah.
This is EYBL. This is Nike proven stuff here.
It's synergy. It's on there.
All right. Well, y'all just go down the list with me. Make sure I'm not leaving anybody out. It looked like have we talked about Vinson, Lincoln Vinson out of Davidson, North Carolina? He is another out of state guy that's on the roster.
Mr. Dunk on 7-footers.
That's right.
Got that kind of hops?
Lincoln Vinson is a man on a mission.
6'2"? Dunking on 7-footers? 6'2"?
Oh, yeah.
Point guard? That's 2027?
Yeah. We'll show you some clips after.
Who's going to start? It sounds like everybody's a starter.
We compete to make each other better.
What I'm dealing with here. Elite folks. We ain't naming starters right now, Jason.
He forgot the gas pedal and the engine. You forgot Mason Williams, Mo Williams' son, and the 7-footer.
Mason Williams Mo Williams' son out of Madison, Mississippi, 6'3" point guard, 2026.
Mo Williams clone. Plays just like his daddy. Might be a little bigger.
He's stronger.
Definitely.
He's stronger.
Y'all got a monster
super
squad.
Work ethic. He just got back from Damon Leonard camp as well. He played on the Puma circuit.
And is mad that we won't let him drive around Memphis at 5 o'clock in the morning to find a gym.
Who else? Have I left off anybody else?
Man, the big chef.
Who's that?
D-Ray, the 7-footer that's better in the kitchen than he is on the court. And that's an understatement.
Is it Vital? Vital.
Vital.
Vital. Denarian? Is that you said?
Denari. D-Ray.
I think he's going to go down as probably one of the best defensive bigs in the country this year.
Absolutely.
Like his understanding, his timing on blocking shots. You know, his ability to contort his body. You know, he can block him with offhand, either hand, you know. But strong rebounder and can get out and run the floor. And he wants to play defense.
But more importantly, he writes poetry. He's got 7 sisters, 1 brother. He cooks, he cleans, he keeps the guys in line. He's already told us about a restaurant he wants to open after the NBA has the menu, the setup. Like he's probably the most intriguing kid I've met in my life, and that's from Amari Stoudemire and Jimmy Butler and you name them. I've never seen a kid as smart and as mannerable and God-fearing as him. It's just an unbelievable group.
The streets were saying that the streets, and get it from the source now, but that some of these young men that you all have out, we're talking like 30-plus on the ACT. Like we're talking about elite students.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that is that part
GPA
is true.
They said today was like 30. They were out 3.2 and above GPAs. Like they're out, some of them are taking college courses now. These kids are amazing.
You know the natural reporter in me, when I look at all this talent and I understand how the game goes now, is going to want to ask you, and because it's a part of it now, what would be the payroll of something like this in this day? Keeper Jackson down in Florida making NIL. Tennessee players can make NIL. You can give it to us how you want to, but I got to imagine that with the talent like this, somebody got to be managing the payroll.
Well,
a big payroll.
What do they say when you go on the witness stand? You plead the fifth. But but at the end of the day,
I mean, this can't happen.
Yeah, NIL is legal. The kids are receiving NIL situations, but again, it's not pay for play. It's name, image, and likeness. For instance, right, the kids today, they have to do 2 community service projects a month. The first one being today, as soon as they leave school, they've been up since 4 o'clock. They leave school and they're going to do the St. Jude experience today before they go to practice. So they practice this morning for how long, coach? An hour and a half?
We did 1:15.
Okay, then they'll go, they've gone to school all day, they'll go straight to St. Jude, and then they'll practice this evening from 6 to 9. So 2 service projects, they're going to do a readathon, I think, at Westwood Community Center.
Wow.
We're going to touch every piece of Shelby County. So each month they do that in exchange for them using their name, image, and likeness.
You guys are clearly already rolling and practicing. When do things really kick off and get started for you? I don't have your schedule up and right in front of me. When did things really get rolling?
You're talking about for the season?
Season.
Oh, yeah, we'll probably kick off October 31st. But we don't want to speak too much on that. We want to just announce it.
Training camp started today. Day 1 of the morning workouts.
That's right.
How y'all keep scouts out of there? How y'all keeping folks all the
we not.
No, we're not.
September the 6th, they're going to be in there.
Okay, scouts are coming on September 6th for a combine type?
Yep. We got a combine. Yep. Rasheed Wallace is coming in. Rasheed actually is coming in to work with our bigs. He leaves the Nike Skills Academy August 23rd. He will be here for 2 weeks working out the bigs. And then Rasheed, Sean Williams, Monte Ellis, Coach Mike Wright, led by some other. We got, I think, Willie Kemp's going to come over, and we're inviting some of the coaches also that had kids that are on our team to come work with the kids. But we're doing a citywide combine. But before that, that'll be our first intro to the college coaches.
That's right.
I know coaches, there's probably 40 or 50 coaches already coming in to watch our guys work out. Then we'll have the citywide combine.
I have to back up because you just said a South Memphis veteran. You just said an absolute stud in Sean Williams. I saw him on the reel. Sean Williams is out there. Is Sean Williams is a part of this? Is helping with like Rasheed Wallace?
Sean's been helping develop, you know, doing player development, working with the guys, you know, coming in and working out. But I think there's something bigger on the horizon for him that we actually just got work. But that's stay tuned.
You guys are going to have every young prospect in Memphis, you know, aspiring or hoping to get to be able to play at Tennessee Collegiate Academy. It feels like that's the future.
Hopefully. That's what it's here for. It makes every iron sharpens iron. So I think it makes everybody step their game up. And like I said, if you look at Mount Verde, if you look at IMG, they have some of, I think, maybe 8-10 teams. So our goal would be, you know, down the road, we've already talked to Dr. Graham, you know, to have more teams and have a true development system. But again, this is not to hurt or hinder any of the Shelby County's school system schools nor any of the private schools. I stand on Memphis still has the best high school basketball. We've got some of the best high school coaches. A lot of these guys are my friends for a lot of years. John Harrington over at Briarcrest, Coach Patino, you know, Willie Kemp, obviously, we used to coach. Now he's at Whitehaven.
Yep.
This is something we're being inclusive, you know, not exclusive. We want everybody to be a part of what's going on.
Gentlemen, can't thank you all enough for your time, for coming in. We can't wait.
You're going to come to the combine? You're going to come to practice, Mike? Mike's good about opening practice. We practice every day at 6 to 8 and player development at 8 to 9.
Man, if y'all give me a media credential to come out there, it sounds like you don't need it to come out there. It'll be Fort Knox out. Who is this young man we've got with it? He got crutches, unfortunately, but this
Kobe
young man we've got in the studio.
Man, Kobe Shaw, man. That's
Shaw.
My nephew. He actually one of the best eighth graders in the city this year, lost in the sub-state. Lost to Elmore Park, but he got hurt at the Peach Jam, and you know, but God works in mysterious ways. Looked like he grew 2 inches since he put the cast on.
There you go. Keep doing that. Keep growing. You'll be all right, gentlemen.
Shoot that ball now.
Oh, I bet. All right. I got a little shooter too. You fifth grade, man. I don't know if he's gonna get. Just moved to sixth grade. We'll see if he get good enough for all this. We can't thank y'all enough for bringing us to the story.
Yes, sir.
And you all are the story right now out of Tennessee Collegiate Academy.
Nah, man. Well, we just thank everybody, you know, again, in the city. We want everybody to come out and support us. We'll be out in the community working. If you see these young men, embrace them. You know, they all happy to be in Memphis. And, you know, we just, again, thank God for the opportunity. Thank Nike for it.
Sounds like a bunch of fantastic student-athletes, a bunch of great men leading them. Make sure you guys are supporting Tennessee Collegiate Academy. Our man Travis King, our man, the head coach, Mike Wright. Appreciate you gentlemen coming in. We're going to be back. Hour number 3 of the Jason and John Show. We got our man Bennett Doyle coming in. We got much more to do. You listen to Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker
presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.